tell the story. Hear the story. Everyone here is either a teacher or has participated in somewhere where there were teachers. I'm just going to go with that. So how do you learn something? In school, one way. I've learned in many ways. I've made mistakes enough times that I've finally figured out how to avoid the mistakes. I've watched someone else do something and then copied what they did. I've read the instruction book and followed the directions. I've paid attention to teachers when they teach. I've heard, seen, and remembered my parents and others as they've taught me. And very often, I've heard and remembered stories. And this evening's Bible reading, Paul tells a story. It's the story of Jesus at the Last Supper. It's the story that I've told so many times before we have communion. Paul tells a story simply, concisely. He encourages the readers to do the same. Tell the story, hear the story, remember the story about how God created something good, about how humanity is good at messing things up, how about the experiences of struggling, confused, imperfect people in the Bible, and how God over and over again finds a way to bring restoration, reconciliation, and wholeness. The story about how God doesn't give up, about how Jesus reached out to, welcomed, and accepted the outcast, the exploited, the forgotten, and the rejected. About how God has, since the earliest of days, called us to love God and to love all. Remember the story, how Jesus taught in parables, so many parables. And then tonight, as we have just experienced how Jesus shared a meal with the disciples. Passover. Jesus celebrated Passover, and there's no reason to think he hadn't celebrated Passover every year of his life. And this year, this celebration, in many ways it would be the same as it always had been. Just like communion is same as it's always been. It's a little different here and there, different words, but it's pretty much the same. Passover was and is a celebration of deliverance and God's steadfast love. This time, though, when Jesus celebrated Passover on this Last Supper evening, Jesus did a few things differently. He knew that the time of his death was near. So Jesus took bread and he broke it. During the Passover meal, matzah is broken. It's eaten several times. And one of the times at this particular meal, Jesus gave the disciples this unleavened bread, and he didn't do things the same as was customary. This time, he told them that the bread was his body given for them. And he said, do this in remembrance of me. Tell the story, hear the story, remember the story. The Passover meal is about remembering, but it's also a celebration. There's lots to eat, lots to drink. And even though there are serious times, nothing during the meal of Passover is about impending death. It does celebrate deliverance from death, but it's not about a death coming. It's a meal of remembrance and celebration. So when Jesus said, this is my body, well, that threw the disciples a little bit, but they ate. Maybe began to understand, if only a little bit. And then after dinner, and after three glasses of wine each, Jesus did something different again. Now, we don't know for certain in the Bible, but it does say at the end of the meal, so it's reasonable to think that Jesus took the fourth glass of wine, the one called the cup of Elijah. It's the cup that waits for Elijah's return. And Jesus had called John Elijah. So taking the cup of Elijah would make sense. But then Jesus, before offering it to his disciples, said that this cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. And again, the disciples didn't quite get this death talk during a meal of celebration, but they drank and they understood just a little. And then tonight I'm telling this story. Tonight we are hearing this story. I hope we'll remember this story. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup. He took the cup of wine and gave thanks. And then he gave it to them and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And the Apostle Paul tells us that as often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we proclaim his death and resurrection until Christ returns. We are part of the story. Tonight, we hear the story. We remember the story, we tell the story, and we give thanks.